It's 8:08 in the morning. You're listening to Up Front on KPFA. This is Gina Madrid.
And I'm Antonia Yuhas. In the wake of the horrific murder of 18-year-old Nia Wilson at the MacArthur BART station, BART's general manager announced a proposal for better safety and security, in its words. The board is taking up this proposal just later this morning. The proposal is a $26 million measure that would increase the presence of BART police. It would significantly increase surveillance of riders. And it would focus in particular on those who evade paying the cost of riding BART. To tell us of the details about this proposal, what it means for those who ride BART every day, including myself, we're joined today by phone by Darwin Von Graham. He is staff writer at the East Bay Express. Thanks for being with us, Darwin.
Thanks for having me.
Can you just start with, what is the proposal that's being presented this morning to BART?
Yes, some of it appears to be in direct response to a number of high-profile crimes that have occurred in recent weeks on BART, particularly the killing of Nia Wilson. But some of it is obviously, these are ideas and plans that have actually, BART has been developing for quite some time. And it appears that they've put them all into this package to roll them all out together. This may be an opportunity, as BART sees it, to present some things that may be a little bit more controversial, in addition to things that aren't so controversial. So, for example, there's a proposal to add emergency staffing to BART. This includes like sworn police officers, but also just like civilian employees. Presenting them in stations in a more visible manner so that riders feel safer, so that they know that, there's someone there watching that they can go to for help. There's a proposal to increase the use of a cell phone app that BART and a company called Elerts developed a few years ago. It allows riders to, snap photos and take video and send instant tips to the BART Police Department about incidents that are in progress that's supposed to help the police respond faster. One of the really big things in this proposal is what's called a PSIM, a Physical Security Information Management System. It's just a fancy term for a surveillance system that would include, upwards of like 1,500 digital video cameras and software, so that computers can analyze what they're seeing on the surveillance cameras, and then the computers would determine if there are potential crimes in progress, and then dispatch police officers. So those are just a few of the things they're proposing in this, and it would cost millions of dollars, but this is BART's effort to ramp up safety.
So one of the measures then is a increased presence of BART police officers. And I understand that this is from a pot of money that BART already has for overtime. So it's not more officers. It's just the same officers working overtime, working longer shifts and being present in cars and on platforms more often. Is that right?
Yeah, and it looks like it looks like in a way they're asking BART officers to work a little bit more. It's not clear to me yet how the BART Police Officers Union is really going to like respond to that. But one thing the BART Police Officers Union has said so far is it was thrown out there also that, but perhaps other police agencies could also, step up their presence inside the BART system. But it looks like the BART Police Officers Union is uncomfortable with that for a number of reasons. But yeah, I mean, the idea here would be to hire more officers in the long term, but in the short term, just stretch the police numbers that they have further right now.
It seems that one of the problems that BART is facing is that it has had open hiring for some time and empty positions for some time, and it can't fill those positions. And that's why it's having to pay its current officers overtime. Do you know why it is that BART's having such a hard time filling its job slots?
Yeah, it's not BART alone. It's every police agency in the Bay Area is having quite a difficult time right now hiring police officers. Berkeley, for example, the city of Berkeley, for example, has its own, like, what they've defined as a police staffing crisis. I mean, some people would say it's not, you know, it's not a crisis. Maybe we don't need that many cops, but all the agencies are having a difficulty. The Oakland Police Department doesn't have the numbers that it wants. It's hard to hire cops. It's a pretty difficult, stressful job. And when you have a booming economy, a lot of people who might join the police see better jobs elsewhere, and they take them.
That's one of the things that I'm wondering. Can you talk about, so as a rider of BART, I commute on BART every single day from San Francisco. We've certainly been told that there's an increase in crime, particularly theft and what would be, you know, theft of things like computers, cell phones, but also these large security issues, including the murder of Nia Wilson and other stabbings, and going back not too far to the death of Oscar Grant. Is there an increase in crime or violence on BART?
There is and there isn't, and I don't mean to have a silly answer there, but the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017, there was a noticeable increase in violent crime on the BART system. But the years before that, crime was, you know, I think the 5 years before that, so 2011 through 2015, crime was actually declining on the system. And so I think the question really is, are 2016 and 2017, are they just, you know, random statistical outliers? Are these just randomly bad years? Or is there some underlying cause that's actually leading to more robberies, more aggravated assaults on the system? Because, yeah, in particular, robberies and assaults have increased in the past 2 years very noticeably. Homicides haven't. Although 2018 looks like it could be a shockingly different year. I mean, we have what appears to be, is it three homicides so far? There were zero in 2017. There was one in 2016, one in 2015. So it looks like the number of people being killed on this train system has jumped a lot this year. But I don't know that anyone's really been able to show that there's an actual long-term increase in crime on BART. It really depends, like, how you measure the increase in crime. I mean, I saw a stat in the San Francisco Chronicle that said, like, crime has increased 69% over the past decade. But so, I mean, if you compare the year 2008 to 2017, you see like a 90% increase in crime, and that just sounds really shocking. But if you compare 2008 to 2015, you know, if you just go back 3 years, there's only a roughly 4.5% increase, which is like virtually nothing. I mean, so the numbers are jumping around a lot. I really don't think there's a substantial increase as far as the numbers that I've seen.
So I imagine one of the things that you wrote about was that there are also models that have been put forward that are similar to what's happening in San Francisco's metro system, which are a more of community-based model of policing, taking the community-based model of policing that exists in many communities and applying it to the transit system, trying to alter the way that the transit system does its own policing. Is that something that's being considered by BART?
In the packet that they're proposing today, I don't really see a strong proposal regarding that. But they are talking about having non-police staff in the system, like, become more visible, make themselves available, to help solve problems, maybe to diffuse situations even potentially that could become violent. That seems like a pretty smart approach. Because as BART is saying itself, like, they don't have enough police currently to cover the entire system. They do have quite a lot of staff, and if those staff can be used in a way, to just keep eyes on people as they're in transit and to help people, that could potentially make it a lot safer.
I think this doesn't necessarily have to do with safety of ridership or the increase in crime, but in terms of having communities, having people whose job it is who are better able to address the needs of the communities riding BART. So as someone who rides BART every day, one of the things I've noticed is that our affordable housing crisis is also playing itself out on BART, with more and more and more people essentially living on BART, homeless people who right. spend the day riding BART because that's a safe place for them to be. But they have different needs from a commuter ridership. And so having people who are basically community advocates, housing advocates, being present in the BART system as opposed to just having police or BART police be the people engaging with riders every day.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. The homelessness crisis in the Bay Area, there are just thousands of more people each year who find themselves displaced from their homes. And you're right, a lot of them end up on the transit system. It's safe. They need to get around too. A lot of these people work. Some of them don't. At the extreme end, there are people with like serious mental health and substance abuse problems, but they're also taking shelter in the BART system. I don't see in this proposal that, you know, BART is going to consider this morning. I don't see a robust, you know, discussion of let's bring in social service providers, outreach workers to reach that population and see if they can be assisted. In fact, that's kind of the opposite. You know, the BART Watch app, for example, that was developed a few years ago. This security plan talks about promoting more riders to use BART Watch. I did an investigation of BART Watch about a year after they rolled it out. I was curious, you know, who's using the app, who's reporting to the BART police through the app, and what are they reporting? And I requested literally all the alerts that riders had sent for a long period of time to the police. And what I got back was, you know, a lot of complaints about homeless people. And I found that Black people in particular were the target of complaints. And a lot of the complaints were just like, this person smells, this person's taking up two seats, this person's sleeping, this person, is being loud. Basically, a lot of like non-crimes. And that was kind of concerning. And it was clearly that, you know, the ridership, a lot of riders were using this app to target poor people and homeless people in particular.
Hi, this is Gina. So on Tuesday, I actually went on BART and started asking people if they feel safe. And, you know, I asked probably like around 40 to 60 people. And I want to say like it was about 40% who said no. And most of them were people of color, people who said that they feel safe. It was about, you know, probably like white people, Asian. And I questioned the people of color, you know, once they say, no, I don't feel safe. Do you think adding, you know, having more cops will make you feel safer? And the answer, you know, from a lot of them, of course, it was no, because they feel fear from the police. They know, you know, that racial profiling is a big problem. And as we know, you know, a lot of these people who try to come in without paying for their BART ticket, we know that there is, you know, young people and homeless people. So how do you think this camera system is going to affect the people of color who already fear the police and they do not want any more cops? They don't think that we need any more cops in BART, that would just affect the people of color more than what they're already affected. What do you think that is going to be considered a crime? Someone eating a burrito on BART, someone sleeping and, you know, right. in the back of, you know, the back seat. And because when I ride BART, I look around and really there I can see that a lot of white folks are intimidated just by having a homeless sleeping on BART. That does not intimidate me. You know, I'm Latina and I don't feel uncomfortable being around homeless or, you know, people dancing who, you know, those kids who come and dance on, on BART, who a lot of people do, and you can see it in their faces. What do you think that is actually going to be considered a crime when they're actually detecting this on these cameras?
Well, I think you're making a really good, a very important point there. People of color are disproportionately victims of crime. So these, you know, robberies, assaults, and so forth, you know, if you look at the crime stats in the East Bay and in the Bay Area generally, people of color are often more likely to be victimized. And they also they suffer from this sort of under policing or this inability of the state to protect them. And then at the same time, they're disproportionately victims of state violence, of police violence. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what it appears that we're grappling with now on the BART system. In terms of the you know, these advanced surveillance technologies that the BART board is proposing to use to make BART safer, just yesterday, a coalition of groups, including ACLU Northern California, Oakland Privacy, CARE, APTP, and others, sent a letter to the board spelling out a lot of their concerns about these technologies. And, you know, they're saying in particular, the use of video analytics, so like the, you know, computers, you know, automatically reading surveillance footage to determine without any human like watching the camera, right, to determine if people are like jumping the turnstiles, you know, fare evading, and then dispatching the police to that. They're saying that they find that highly problematic. But the really scary proposal that is going to be talked about today is facial recognition technology. This is something that one of the BART board directors mentioned that he wants the system to implement. These organizations in their letter cited a number of studies that have shown that facial recognition technology isn't very accurate currently, and that, in fact, people of color are at higher rates of being misidentified. And so, you know, if they roll out a technology like that, it could very well end up being the case that, you know, a rider who's completely minding their own business, hasn't done anything wrong, their face could get read by a camera. The system could misidentify them as someone who has, for example, a violent felony warrant. And before they know it, the police come down on them and tackle them and beat them up and arrest them. And, you know, there have been recent examples of BART police misidentifying people. There was one just a couple years ago in a downtown San Francisco station where an African-American man was really violently arrested simply because the police officers thought he was, another African-American man who had, you know, been complained about earlier in the day. This technology they're talking about rolling out, it sort of has the potential to automate really problematic racial profiling in the system and direct, you know, police toward people who, you know, are already at extreme risk of being brutalized.
And it's also a large expansion of the entire surveillance apparatus, right, that's being proposed?
Yeah, it's, you know, most of the cameras, BART already has like well over 1,000 surveillance cameras all over its properties. Most of them are analog, and most of them are not really used by the police, except maybe, you know, if after the fact there's a crime and they need to go back and review the footage. What's being proposed right now is, you know, digitizing all those cameras and then feeding the video footage in real time into a computer program that would automatically read all the footage, and then the computer itself determines that if there are patterns of behavior that it sees, might those be criminal or disruptive, and then the computer would like alert the police. And this is potentially the biggest single proposed surveillance system ever in the Bay Area. I mean, I can't really think of a bigger single proposal to create a surveillance system for the police to use. This is a very big deal.
Yeah. We've only got about a minute, but on this last piece, the fare evasion. So we're talking about overall a $26 million proposal. You know, I have certainly found personally, and I think for most riders, one of the biggest problems with BART is how expensive it is to use. It makes it inaccessible to many people who would like to use it. And I think one would assume that that contributes to the high tendency of people to evade the fares. Are there proposals in discussion as well for getting more money to BART so that it can reduce the fares that are being charged?
Yeah, there is a proposal in here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It's basically to explore finding money to create it's basically to subsidize youth ridership, I think, similar to what Muni has done in the past. That's pretty smart. You know, it's good in general to help young people in particular get around on transit and you know, because a lot of people under the age of 18 just like don't have the money it takes to ride BART every day, especially like the very expensive trans bay rides. The thing about BART that's always mystified me though is you know, the BART system has created extremely valuable real estate in downtown San Francisco, and the real estate in downtown Oakland and around a few other BART stations is super valuable because of the rich transit it provides. And yet the value that the public created through this public transit system and gave to the owners of that real estate, that value has never been like shared back with the public. So you have, you know, downtown San Francisco, you have a lot of real estate companies that, just make an incredible amount of profit off those office buildings and the residential buildings. It's funny that we don't have some sort of surtax, like extra tax on those properties to help pay for the BART system, and instead we throw pretty much the entire a lot of it is just fares. We expect riders to shoulder a big part of the expenses. It doesn't seem fair or logical.
Well, that's a really good point, and I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for being with us. Darwin Von Graham is a staff writer at East Bay Express. He's on his way right now to the BART board meeting where it's taking up this $26 million proposal. I'm sure he'll be reporting on it for the East Bay Express as well. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.